You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Nick Ruiz, a twice self-made real estate entrepreneur that started from scratch and became a millionaire by his mid-20s. The big crash in 2008 forced him into bankruptcy, and he was broke in every sense of the word. But after a short period of time, he bounced back and created financial independence again after the bankruptcy with real estate entrepreneurship. His mission is to show people how to be entrepreneurs in real estate instead of the traditional investing route. Nick, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it is my pleasure. Pleasure, my man. Thank you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us. If you don't mind, summarize your rise and fall of entrepreneurship and how you got back up again after bankruptcy.
Yeah. A lot of different things within the story, but I'll keep it short and sweet. I was always an entrepreneur from day one. And as I got into I tried a lot of businesses, a lot of things didn't work, made some money and learned a lot of things. But when I was in my late teens, I saw a late night infomercial, no money down real estate. And I didn't have any money. And I knew that people could create wealth with real estate. And it is like the number one wealth creator, period, in the world. So bought the program with my credit card, $300, got some VHS tapes and some workbooks, went through it, blazed through it. And then I kind of got discouraged because a lot of the strategies weren't even like legal in my state. But some of the stuff I knew could work, but I kind of just blew it off. I'm like, we'll see. Maybe this will work. Maybe it won't. Got frustrated at my job a couple months down the road. And I'm like, I got to do this real estate thing. I know there's something to it. Pulled out a couple key strategies that worked, bought my first property, made some passive income every month, and then I sold it, walked away with $22,000 cash when I was in my when I was 20. Sold another one, walked away with $35,000 about 6 months after that, and I was like, why would I work? So I got the real estate bug, built a multi-million dollar net worth into my mid-20s. The big mortgage crisis and real estate collapse of 2008 forced me into bankruptcy. I was way over leveraged. People lost their jobs, couldn't pay their rent. A whole perfect storm of events. And then I was immediately able to bounce back after bankruptcy by shifting a bunch of strategies. And, you know, when the winds change, you have to adjust your sails. But bankruptcy, looking back, was the greatest experience of my life as an entrepreneur. All the dots connected really well. While I was in the middle of the storm, in case, you know, you listener are going through a storm like that, it seems impossible to see the light and the upside of things. But let me tell you, it strengthens your muscles, your adversity muscles, in a way you can't even imagine. You're much wiser, sharper. I call the bankruptcy a super experience. If you're going through anything crazy right now, you're packing decades of experience and wisdom into one event. That's a beautiful thing. Some people, it takes till they're old and gray to really start gaining massive wisdom because they've lived through experiences. Big things like this, negative traumatic events, can sharpen you in ways you can't even imagine. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell. I kind of wanted to summarize it. So I'm back on my feet, fully financially independent. Did it once from scratch, twice again after bankruptcy. It proves that wealth is truly a mindset, and it's not about what resources you were born with or family money or inheritances and all that. This can be done from the ground up, and it's beautiful, and I'm obsessed with it, and I love showing other people how to do it.
Well, with that being said, we could just disconnect now. You've probably inspired the host with that very brief story. Outstanding, let me tell you. On another note, what do you think makes an entrepreneur?
Well, what makes an entrepreneur? What is an entrepreneur? That's a good question. I like to say that entrepreneurs make the invisible visible, okay? They see things that no one else sees, and then they turn it into a physical reality, and then the world's jaw drops and says, wow, how did you do that? You know, they pull the rabbit out of the hat, and it's fun because, you know, most people are naysayers. Most people are the average. You know, they call them one percenters. Entrepreneurs most of the time are 1-2 percenters because they are only 1 or 2% of the population. The majority of people don't see your vision, your dreams. And that's why I always tell people and I teach my people, listen, your close family and friends, they're going to naysay you either because they think, you know, you're not able to do it. Just because they can't do it doesn't mean you can't. Okay. if something hasn't been done, you have the ability to do it. Humans have enormous capabilities. So entrepreneurs turn invisible into visible, and then the world embraces it. But in the beginning, it's hard, and a lot of people quit entrepreneurship because they hear all these people around them naysaying them, saying, you can't do it, or that's crazy, or they get laughed at and made fun of. But the people who push through succeed, and they are true entrepreneurs. Your skin gets thicker, and then you just start being a powerhouse, and you can create more and more things as an entrepreneur. But they make the invisible visible. They pull the rabbit out of the hat, figuratively.
Great explanation there. What is the difference between a real estate entrepreneur and real estate investing?
Okay, well, yeah, that's a good question, too. Most people who talk about real estate and who teach it and how you learn it and read about it, it's real estate investing. See, one thing, I have a different approach and a different viewpoint on it, and the label actually can change things. If you just, you know, humans label things and then they like lock them into their mind as an anchor, and they go the route of the way they anchor it. So, okay, let me give you an example. Investing, that word usually implies, you know, you put up some amount of capital and you wait for a return, or, you know, you wait for good investments, quote unquote, to come across your desk, and then you put some money up and look for a return on that thing. Entrepreneurs, again, they're actors, they're adopters, they're adapters, they're evolvers, they make moves, they buy low, they sell high, they get in creatively, they figure out how to do things to make a profit. And you're buying a house low and you're selling it high. That's an entrepreneur. Just like if you started a shoe store, okay? If you buy a pair of shoes for $10 and sell it for $30, you're not a shoe investor, you're a shoe entrepreneur. So houses are no different. And when you shift that mindset, you get a lot more creative. You take action. You market and have motivated sellers calling you, and you can, you're an entrepreneur. You're solving problems and you're getting paid to do it. That's what entrepreneurs do. They solve problems and they get paid to do it. And fortunately for real estate, you're solving distressed sellers' problems, and you're getting paid a hefty fee to do it, whether you're wholesaling homes where you flip houses that you don't even own, or you know, you rehab and sell. Either way, you're a problem solver, and that's what entrepreneurs are.
Today we are joined by Nick Ruiz, a twice self-made real estate entrepreneur that started from scratch and became a millionaire by his mid-20s, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Nick, how do you find extremely discounted off-market deals?
That is the key here, too, by the way. Most people end up failing in this business because they wait for their realtor to send them emails with foreclosures. Everybody's doing that. One thing to succeed as an entrepreneur, going back to the main thesis of this conversation, is you have to go against the grain, and you have to do what most people aren't. When the masses are going left, I always go right, and that's what I teach people. So what going right and doing what the masses aren't doing is marketing. We are marketing for motivated sellers. We're actively getting our message out there that we buy houses for cash and we buy them in as-is condition. Again, we're entrepreneurs. We're not investors waiting. We're entrepreneurs acting now. We're taking the bull by the horns. So we market ourselves as cash home buyers. We put ads out there. We send out flyers. We do a conglomeration of things. We put signs out there, whatever it takes to get our message out there. And then people, distressed sellers call us. We weed through them, and we find the people that are able to sell at a deep discount. And no one knows about them but us, and they're totally off market. They've never been for sale. It's beautiful.
That's pretty awesome. And what is the single family triad, and which part of it does your book explain?
Good. The single family triad is a unique approach to real estate entrepreneurship. And it's something I came up with a long time ago because it's the ultimate wealth creator. You don't need to get up into commercial and industrial and apartment complexes to make a fortune in real estate. All single families. The triad consists of three components. Wholesaling, which I alluded to a little earlier, that's where you're flipping houses you don't even own. You don't even need cash or credit to do it. You're literally just hustling and finding two parties and pocketing the difference. You don't even sign papers at closing a lot of the time. It's a beautiful strategy, kind of an underground, under-the-radar strategy. Part two of the triad, rehabbing and selling. This is where you actually pay cash for the houses, rehab them, and sell them. And there's actually ways to do that without your own money as well. All right. Then the third component is rentals, holding single families as rental properties for long term, like wealth and appreciation and monthly passive income. So if you start using all three of those things, you're creating wealth on different levels, immediate cash, passive income, long term appreciation. All these things start happening and your wealth will grow exponentially. But my book Flip, by the way, which you can get on Amazon or through my website, explains part one of the triad, wholesaling, which a lot of people are excited about in the beginning because you don't need much cash. You don't need any credit. There's no credit checking, none of that. You're simply putting parties together and flipping contracts, more or less. And you're flipping houses that you don't ever take ownership to. And it's a beautiful process. And that's what my book really dives deep into, is wholesaling.
Very, very interesting. Lastly, why is this method, your method, one of the best ways to come up from complete financial scratch?
Because the thing about most entrepreneurial endeavors, you have to think of an idea, you have to think of a product or think of a service and try to get it perfect and then hope that the world buys it from you. And there's nothing wrong with those business models. There's a lot of tons of companies that are doing that successfully. But there's definitely more of a gamble because you don't have any certainty. I can tell you right now, the reason I think this is the best entrepreneurial endeavor to come up from scratch is because it already exists. You don't need to think of something. You don't have to be a genius. Okay, I'm not that smart of a guy. You know, the houses are out there. All you have to do is learn how to navigate and find them at the right prices and sell them for more, which are strategies that are learnable by absolutely anyone. So profits are laying all around your area right now. You just have to learn how to get into them. You don't need to think of anything or, like I said, be a genius or come up with some awesome idea that's going to revolutionize things. You can do this from zero. Zero mindset, zero capital, zero idea. That's the beauty of it.
Well, Nick, it certainly has been an inspiration and very insightful as well. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information online and how they can be in contact as well?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Eric. AlphaHomeFlipping.com. That's my main portal. You can find my book there, how you can learn from me. I have free content on my blog, AlphaHomeFlipping.com. And if you want to also, you know, see cool things that I'm doing personally, go to Instagram at @AlphaHomeFlipping, and you'll see kind of how I operate and how I run my business.
Well, Nick, once again, thanks so much for being with us. All the continued success to you, and look forward to another conversation in the future right here on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks again. I appreciate it.
And we've been speaking with Nick Ruiz, a twice self-made real estate entrepreneur that started from scratch and became a millionaire by his mid-20s. Nick's mission is to show people how to be entrepreneurs in real estate instead of the traditional investing route. And once again, the website of reference is AlphaHomeFlipping.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.